Praise the Lord. Again, welcome everybody that's on the line tonight. God is good. And our lesson for tonight, and I like to call it a lesson because thank God it's a word that is a right now word. It's an encouraging word. And how many of you know in a time like this, we need all the encouragement we can get. Amen. So the word tonight is God favors you. That's right. God favors you. You say, you mean me? You mean God favors me? Yes. Say that to yourself. Say it out loud right where you are. Say, God favors me. And we just believe, God, that this after tonight, you'll have a greater understanding and illumination of how God favors you. I'd ask you a few questions. Have you ever walked up on an unexpected blessing, and it seemed as though it was just waiting there for you? Or have you ever been in search for a particular item when you arrived at the store or wherever it was? That exact item, the right size, and the color that your heart desired was right there waiting for you and at a discounted price, a lot less than you expected to pay. Oh, here's another question. Have you ever applied for a job and you knew when you applied that you didn't have the designated degrees or the qualifications or the experience required to get this job, but they hired you anyway? My God. You see, whatever God has for you, it is for you. Nobody can get what the Lord has designated and set aside for you. You know why? Because it's got your name on it, and it's purpose for you. Praise God. The Lord said, I know the thoughts, and I know the plans I have towards you, plans to do you good, not evil, but plans to excel you in your future and in the things that God would have you to be blessed. So, you know, you've heard this quote, favor ain't fair. We hear it. We hear ministers preach that. We hear it all the time. Favor ain't fair. So I'm asking another question. Is that a true statement? Do you think favor is fair? Well, after we get through tonight, you'll be able to answer those questions. But meanwhile, go with me to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the first through the ninth verses. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 9. I'm going to read a little bit. And it reads, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 3 says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, and they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Praise God. Those are our directions and direct from the voice of God, from the mouth of God, saying the blessings that he's going to pour out upon his people. But understand, these blessings, if you notice, they had a two-letter word in there. It said if. If is contingent. In other words, if. If is a little word, small word, but with a lot of power. If you do this, you'll do that. If you do this, you will get that. But the word of God, God said he would command these blessings to come on you and overtake thee. That is just so awesome. When I just read that, I mean, when God's going to command it, you don't got to worry about somebody promising, hey, I'll be over there to give you this. Oh, I got a gift for you, and he might not even show up, or I have something for you, I'm going to give you this, and it didn't even come to pass. But look, make no mistake, when God says something, it's coming to pass. Wouldn't you want God to continue to command blessings to overtake you, command the blessings to come upon you? My God, and then go overtake you? Ooh, that just blows my mind. That is just awesome. I know you could say hallelujah right there. But look at that word again. If, I'll command these blessings to come on thee and overtake you, if thou hearken. What's that word hearken mean? That means if you listen attentively or diligently, as the scripture is saying, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, not to idols, not to idol gods or whatever, but he's saying to the voice of the Lord thy God. In other words, the Israelites, this was written to the Israelites, they could not forget what God had done for them. He says, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you out into a land that's flowing with honey. But yet, you must not forget what I have done. And it's the same thing for us. We can't forget what God has done to us, done for us, how God has saved us, how he's brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen, somebody. But he's saying, if you listen, if you hearken unto my voice diligently, that means with all your heart, all your might, with all your intention and given to what thus saith the Lord, and then set your heart to obey the word of the Lord. And when God knows your heart, and you know, we make mistakes, but it's a difference in making a mistake and practicing sin. It's two different things. Praise God. And people of God, we're human. We're apt to miss the mark sometimes. But if you miss the mark, get up again. Brush yourself off and start all over again. Start again. God cares for us. We have an advocate with the Father, and he's able to restore us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So if God's going to command a blessing to come upon you, we can't help but be blessed. I'm talking about getting the favor of God. God favors you. The blessing has to overtake you. Amen. You know, in Romans 9:15, God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. In other words, he's saying that the Lord will bless whoever he wants to bless. People talking about favor, that favor's not fair. It is fair, because if God says, I'm going to bless you, if God commands a blessing upon you, who can take it away? Who can stop it? So he said, if he desires to have mercy on us, he'll have mercy on whoever he wants to have mercy. You know, man looks on the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. Man would say, yeah, but they're no good. They did this. I remember when, and they hurt this person. They even killed this person. They are murderers. But let me tell you what, when people come to God with a repentant heart and they ask for forgiveness, my God, He is able to have mercy on them and give them those mercies that never run out, those mercies that are brand new every single day. So he's saying, I will have mercy. I will forgive whoever I want to forgive, and I will have compassion on whomever I want to have compassion. And Lord knows we need the mercy of God, people. We need his compassion each and every single day. Amen. So it's letting us know that we don't have to push folks aside or step on anyone to get ahead, because all we have to do is to walk up right before him. In other words, there's no need to cheat. There's no need to push folks aside, because whatever God has for you, it is for you. All we have to do, put all our trust in him and depend upon the Lord. Depend fully upon him. Lord, give me this day our daily bread. And Lord, whatever we have need of today, believe God for that. Believe that all of our needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's what the word of God says. Amen. Glory to God. He said he shall supply every single one of our needs. So we put our trust in him. We depend upon the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter if you can see that your way out or not, it makes no difference. But if God has a blessing for you, if his favor is resting on you, if he's commanded a blessing upon you, then receive it. Believe it and receive it. Amen. Somebody say, I believe it and I receive it, that God favors me. Praise God. See, these are blessings of obedience to the Israelites. But you and I, as the Gentiles, we inherit those blessings also. Why? Because of the redemptive shed blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's read a little bit about that. Explain it a little bit more. Galatians does this good. Galatians, the third chapter, the sixth through the ninth verse, and then I'll jump down to the 13th to the 14th verse. So it's Galatians, the third chapter. I'm going to start at the sixth verse. And it says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, aren't we are of faith? Yes, we are. The same are the children of Abraham. I told you, we are the seed of Abraham. Verse 8 says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. You know, we were considered heathen, outcasts. But when Jesus died, he shed his blood. My God, we were no longer heathen, no longer outcasts, but we were adopted into the family of God. We are the family of faith. The Bible says, the heathen through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Praise God. Verse 9 says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful or believing Abraham. Yes, amen. And then drop down to the 13th verse, and it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone that hanged on this tree. Jesus took our sins upon the tree. He took our sicknesses upon his body. And with his stripes, you know we are healed. Amen. Whatever healing that we have need of, whatever healing you have need of today, what if it's a bodily healing, what is financial healing, whatever the healing is in your marriage, if your marriage needs to be restored, God is able. The healing is already ours. God favors that. He favors you. And then verse 14 says, he did all this that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That is powerful right there. Praise God. It's just awesome. knowing what Jesus has done for you and I. We were outcasts. We were heathen, but now we're not heathen anymore. We have an inheritance. Praise God. The Bible says, now are we the sons and daughters of God. Amen. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God favors you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it to myself. God favors me. Amen. That's all you need to know. If God's favor is upon you, who can talk against you? Who can do you any harm when God favors you? Listen, when God opens a door, no man can shut the door unless God said so. And then God knows how to shut a door. I don't care what you do, who you call, whatever. They cannot open that door. Praise God. If God says you're going to live, you're going to live. Praise God. If he says that now this is your appointed time, that it's time to go, we're going to die because the word says so. It's appointed once until a man to die, and after that, the judgment. The word is already written. But let me tell you what, while we live, let's live life to the fullest. Let's look to the hills, which comes all of our help, and know that God favors you. In Psalm 5, 11 through 12, it says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Rejoice in God. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. In other words, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you know God favors you, and he is a defense for you, amen, he will fight your battle. We don't have to fight. The Holy Spirit would fight for us. He knows how to defend us. All we got to do is put our trust in him and rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord and give him the praise, all the praise, glory to God. And it says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thy compass, in other words, surround him as with a shield. My God, can you see through the eye of faith that shield surrounding you? Praise God, that favor shield. In other words, we're going to walk in favor. We'll talk in favor. We live in favor. Amen. You can't worry about whether the coronavirus is going to be upon you, or attack you, this, and the other. I'm not saying don't be concerned. I'm not saying to be not being prepared, because God gives us wisdom, and he expects us to use the wisdom. But I am saying that when you know what the word of God says, when you know you're surrounded by the power of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit and what his word says, we walk in the promises of God. Hallelujah. And you know what? And every now and then the enemy, he'll speak to you. He doesn't care what you confess or who you are. He'll speak to your mind. He says, oh, this might happen, that might happen. Oh, you might feel a certain way. But listen, when you know what the word of God says, you fight the enemy with the word. That's the sword of the Spirit. And you know that word says that none of these plagues, none of these things will come nigh thy dwelling. The Lord will protect you. He told us to dwell in the secret place. And that's what he is saying to the Israelites here. He said, if you hearken, if you listen to my voice, and if you obey the word of God. And another part of the scriptures, he was telling Joshua, if you observe to do all that's commanded and listed in the word, then these things will bless you. Then you're going to be courageous. Then you're going to win. Amen. It's the same for us. When we let go and let God, we win. So he who trusts in the Lord is fully dependent upon God to do whatever he said to do, because we know God is not a man that he's going to lie, not the son of man that he should repent. If God spoke it, it's going to do it. If he said it, it will come to pass. Listen, Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. Praise God. Talks about he's a son. In other words, when Jesus Christ comes into our life, he now sheds the light upon us. In other words, he shows us the path. He's a light unto our path. Hallelujah. And he knows, he gives us direction. He shows us the way. And then the shield is shields us to ward off anything from the enemy or perils or things that will harm us. Know that all things are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Amen. So if we're heirs with him and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, my God, what are we complaining about? We don't have need for anything because God has us. He has us encompassed and surrounded about with favor. Amen. So if we're walking in faith and in the obedience of God's word, then just know this: God favors you. And now I'm going to ask that question again. Is favor fair? Think about it. Is favor fair? The answer is yes. If you're walking in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, you're walking in obedience to the word of God, he said he would command these blessings to overtake you. Yes, we have a right to the favor of God. And so the next time you hear someone make that statement, favor ain't fair, there's one of two things. They either do not know the scripture according to his promises, or they're just not operating or speaking in faith. Again, it's important what we say out of our mouth. Out of our mouths, we can speak blessings or cursings. We can speak life, or we can speak death to a situation. We need to know that word of God. So anybody asks you, hey, is favor fair? You let them know, oh, yes, it is, according to the word of God. He favors those that walk upright before him. And he said, no good thing. How many good things can you think of? Think of it. How many things that you can just write down or just think right off the top of your head? He said, no good thing would he withhold from us. And we understand the Bible says all good and perfect gifts comes from above. So amen, somebody, amen, amen. I love that word. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but that's for me. God favors me. And that's the word for today. God favors you. Praise God. So right now, let us go to God in prayer. And let us look to the hills from which comes our help. And I want you to pray. If you have a prayer, I hope that you even have a prayer journal. I hope that you would even have your own prayer request, that when we have prayer, we come together, you can present those to the Lord yourself, operating in faith and believing God. Faith without works is dead. Faith is action. Amen. So when we come together to pray, or you come together, even in your secret closet, we can agree and believe God. The Bible says any two or three agreeing and touching in my name, he promised to be in the midst to bless the needy one. Our Heavenly Father, we give your name praise and glory. God, we honor you, God, because you are so good. You are better to us. Just like David says, God, your loving kindness is better than life itself. Your mercy that never runs out, God. Thank you, Lord, for renewed mercy every single day. Thank you, Lord, because your grace is sufficient for us. God, we just thank you today. We thank you, God, because you kept us all day long, God. You kept us covered under the blood. You've given us food to eat. You've given us clothes to wear. We even have a house to live in, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for our family today. We thank you for our church family today. God, we thank you for the people of God all over, God. We praise you, God. We know that all good and perfect gifts, it comes from you, Lord. And we believe your scriptures. We believe the word. And we receive your favor right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for favoring me, God. Thank you, Lord, for your favor tonight, God. We can't make it without it. We need your favor, God. We need you, God. You said, call upon me and see what I answer, saith the Lord. We call upon you tonight, God. Oh, God, on behalf of God, for those, Lord, that are sick in their bodies, those that are on this line tonight. Oh, my God, it could be somebody confused in their minds. They don't know which way to go. They're sort of perplexed tonight, God. Open up their understanding, God. God, you said that anybody lack wisdom, we could ask you, God, and that you would give us wisdom. You give it to us liberally. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We will bless you at all times. And your praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, God, bless those, God, that are on this line, God. You know everyone, what they have need of. Some are sick in their bodies. Some need healing. Some, God, need you to touch them and take away the pain, take away the sickness. In the name of Jesus, God, God, help them to know that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Upon your body, that you bore all of our sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah. That healing belongs to us. Healing in our mind. Healing in our body. Healing, God, in our finances. Healings in our family, God. Healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord, even for those all on the prayer list, God. God, you know them name by name. You know each and every situation, God. You know their thoughts are far off even before they even think them, Lord. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You are first and you're last. Hallelujah. You are the author and you're the finisher of our faith, God. Oh, God, strengthen our faith tonight. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to believe you and take you at your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, God, for all the things that you have given us, God. We thank you for salvation because, God, where would we appear? What could we do if we were to neglect so great a salvation? But we need you tonight. We thank you that we can call upon you, God. You're the true and the living God. We thank you, Lord, that your ear is not too heavy, that you can't hear us, that your arm is not too short, that you can't reach down and lift someone up, God. Lift up that hung down head tonight, Lord. Lift us up in the spirit, God. Set us on a higher level in you, God. Oh, God, put us where we belong. Set us in the levels that we belong, God. Help us to, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight. We bless you tonight. We bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask that you remember our children as they go to school, Lord, or make plans to go to school. Even if they're sitting in their homes, Lord, that they are learning, Father. Oh, God, provide for those that don't even have laptops. They don't even have internet. God, you're able to work it out, God. Speak, Lord, to your people. Speak to people even on this line. There's people that's able to be a blessing to another young kid, God, who don't have a computer. Oh, my God, faith without works is dead. God, we want to be faith and love in action, Lord. Speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray against the police brutality and sex trafficking, God. Oh, God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. You said whatsoever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things we loose on earth will be loose in heaven, God. We ask you, Lord, to loose the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Loose the angels, Lord. Give them charge over our young girls. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Beat back the hand of the enemy, Father. We come against it in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Father, remember those that are sick and they're shut in, God. They're not even able to get out, Lord. They're lying in the hospital trying to breathe on ventilation machines. Father, send your word and heal them. Send your word and deliver and set them free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we pray, God, we present this presidential election before you, God. Lord, you have your way. You have your way. By God, we don't know what to believe. We don't know who to believe in. But God, we believe you. We know what your word says. And your word is not going to pass away. It's not going to go forward and return to you void. But we know your word will accomplish all that it's set out there to do. I pray, God, we pray that your will be done. You let your will be done. Fix what needs to be fixed. You know, oh God, you know all things, Father. Oh, my God, we trust you, and we believe you. We thank you right now. We believe you, and we thank you for the answer. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We know because all things are possible to those that believe. And, God, we believe your word, and we ask all this in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. God favors you. Hallelujah. We thank you for your favor. Glory to God. Glory to God. We love you, Lord. And we're excited about the Lord. I encourage every single one of you that's on this line, that's listening to me, take this challenge. Just give God the praise. Thank him for giving us favor, for giving you favor. This is a personal thing. Amen. And I want to remind you, if God has done something special for you, let me know it. Send it in that we may share it, because people need to hear the blessings of God and what the Lord has done. So continue to praise God. I love you all. And but God loves you best. So until next week, I ask that you continue to be blessed and know in whom you believe. Stand on the promises.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. And continue to praise him. That's it. Go ahead and praise him. Glory to God. God loves you. God favors you. Thank him for the favor. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. Right now are we the sons and daughters of God. Okay, until next week, God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.